Hello and welcome back to the show. So I am very, very excited to be sitting down here with my guest today because he is not only an exceptional agent, he actually has an exceptional story that he wants to share as well. And I think for a lot of you guys out there who are newer to the real estate industry, who happen to be struggling or have a little bit of doubt about yourself, then I think this story is really going to inspire you to go out there, take action, and to really follow in the footsteps of other successful agents who are able to create success early on in their careers. But my guest for today is a good friend of mine, is also an agent in our revenue share group here at eXp. He is Smiley Kylie. What a great brand for a great personality. But without further ado, I want to bring him on to our podcast. Kylie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kobe. There's so many things as the new agent. This is my first year with eXp, and I have capped with eXp. Kobe is my sponsor, and I started out being mentored naturally, as one would do, starting with eXp. And I was looking for the right ethos, the right connection with me as an agent. I come from a different brokerage, and here I really wanted that connection with a mentor, with a team. And I quickly transitioned into a team after my first transaction because I was ecstatic about the connection between me and my fellows on the team. So let me just share a little bit about where I started out and now where I am now. So primarily, I had an aspiration to be an elementary school teacher with all hopes in light of fulfilling the necessary degree. And as soon as the COVID pandemic started, I said I didn't want to be a school teacher because I didn't want to teach online and I wanted to be that face-to-face person. And little did I know I really had such a value in the community. So I started a business teaching meditation to children. And as a result from that, transitioned me into real estate. And I was ecstatic that I could offer that service and many others similar to it to my community, to my farm, to my neighbors, and build those relationships through very generous, selfless acts. And when the time came to sell, I'd be the agent they thought of. And ultimately, for me, I want to be a member and an active member in the community, in all its nonprofits, the volunteerism that I can get involved with. And right now, starting at the beginning of this year, I've been sending out newsletters to three separate areas in my farming neighborhood. And I've just been floored by the support of my team through my sponsor. And I just have so many great things to say about eXp and the ease of use of its platforms. The biggest thing for me, wanting to get into real estate, first and foremost, was the confusion on how I was going to sustain life and a comfortable life, let alone on the income of a teacher, but most importantly, the sustainability of participating in the community and the magnitude that I really wanted to be part of the community. And so as a result, I knew that I needed a large paying position. And I do live in Southern California, and I am incredibly grateful for the high valued homes so that my commission cut would allow me the opportunity to be of great use for many hours of the week. And so ultimately, as a result to all of that, I knew I wanted to do something in real estate. And I knew that there would be a way for me to market myself as not only a high quality agent familiar with the processes of the forms and the necessary steps to take to close a transaction, but to be the person that you wanted to smile and see and be a regular, stable part of your community and your family. And so as an agent and someone who really wants to be present for my neighbors, I started just on that. I wanted to be as active in the family dynamic from youth to senior. And that's exactly what I've done. I've been able to be active through my newsletter, through B2B, business to business relations. I've been building myself up in the small town of Burbank, California, which to those who don't know, it's over a small hill on the other side of Hollywood. And I've gotten the opportunity to build and nurture relationships, and I don't have any doubts about stopping. So a little bit more on how I really feel I needed to start as a new agent. I wanted to build a foundation of services that I could offer. And so far, my community has been floored by what I've been able to present to them. A little bit more on my history. I was a once homeless agent, and now I'm housed. And that's due to securing the comfort and the security of feeling that a housed situation would present itself. And it certainly did. And now I live in a secure and established arrangement to which I have owner's rights. And going through taking the real estate exam, which many of those who are seeking sponsorship and become part of EXP will know from the real estate exam that homeowner's rights are much different than renter's rights. And living homeless in the back of my truck for a couple of years because of the straight out and outright refusal to pay renters. I wanted to build up the equity. I wanted to have my own security. I wanted to have my own plot of land that I could be assured is going to be safe. Right away, I knew that I needed to be an agent. Studying for the exam, getting in touch with Kobe, staying part of what was going to allow that dream to be a reality. It's transpired, and I have the security. I have homeowners' rights. And after starting that business during COVID and now being able to offer those services for free and not only encourage owners to have those rights, but also to acquire equity in themselves, in their community, to build knowing that the taxes they pay each year go to the schools, go to the parks, build that knowledge and that familiarity with loving their, you know, love their neighbor. When I was going to school specifically child psychology, my aspiration was and is to be Mr. Rogers. I love the man, and you know, glad to be your neighbor is part of my mode of operation, moving through the neighborhood. This morning in Southern California, it was raining. I was out there door knocking. In the rain, door knocking. Glad to be your neighbor. I'm letting people know who I am, what I'm about, and how to best get in touch with me and stay in touch with me. And I just feel like every day that I show up for work, whether it's phone calls, whether it's cold calls, whether it's nurtures, whether it's brand new relations with the community through events that I'm hosting, I've been able to be a use. And a use in a community is by far the greatest thing that any agent, at least of my status, I was introduced as an agent who's capped, I've been succeeding, I've been producing, and continuing to want to help new agents also be on that strata is a dream come true. So to be able to do this interview with Kobe, not only is about my story as a once teacher, once homeless, now housed, and happy agent who's able to market oneself, I'm getting chills. I don't know about you, Kobe, but I'm getting chills over here. I'm excited for what the future holds. I'm excited to know that my marketing strategy to employ, whether it's through the team that you happen to get placed with, through idyllic sponsorship to which I've found, Kobe is part of my team. My title reps are part of my team. My escrow companies that I work with are part of my team. But ultimately, EXP is the foundation. It is the keystone. It is the arch. It is the stone that holds the arch strong. And for me, to know that Kobe is the line of contact, I would hope that not only you reach out to me, but you know that the connection with this bright and beautiful future of EXP, 90,000 agents strong, feeling that we can move forward with a very practical and necessary implementation of real estate practices. Not only staying in touch with your broker, being able to get just a very gentle tirade on how much of a blessing it is to be able to go to a broker room and reach out to a necessary agent or a necessary broker. And just get the answers resolved promptly. That within itself, from an EXP world standpoint, is a huge blessing, a huge standpoint on how to move forward and be a successful agent. And so for me, I really feel very strongly about staying connected with not only your sponsor, but staying true to yourself. And for me, I'm looking at some flyers on my desk here, and I'm incredibly floored that they have the EXP logo on them. I love the life as an EXP agent. I love the life as someone who is able to broadcast and put myself out there as Smiley Kylie. I have so many things in my life. Or before our recording started, I was expressing how gratitude and brevity is certainly a way that I walk through streets. And I know that not everyone is going to need an agent right now, but with my services that I'll continue to be able to offer, will not only allow me to sustain happiness and joy, and will hold these high-level emotions at the forefront of typically the agent that will come in and swoop down and try and secure a deal last minute, isn't one that will has been able to nurture that relationship with you throughout the years, throughout the time that you live in the city into which you nurture. And for me, I want to be that presence. I want to continue to be the presence that is available throughout the year to support you through many of the nonprofits that I am associated with, through 10 years as a teacher, dedicating myself and my rich practicality and moving forward with the most useful, most intentional practice to be part of the community. And for me, this has been playing, and it's been playing right before my very eyes to be able to host events, to have my team on board, to have my sponsor always excited to hear from me. I just feel floored by what it looks like to be an EXP agent. And without any more dissertation, I would just say that understanding the necessary real estate laws for your state is one thing, but getting door to door and presenting who you are as an agent, that's a whole other thing. And that, for me as a sponsor, I feel incredibly floored by the opportunity to not only help agents see and really unveil what their own presence is and what gift they can provide to their community, let alone the excitement that they carry themselves forward with. It would just be an absolute delight and treat to see how sponsees would be able to move forward with understanding the value that they bring and how they can implement continual gratitude and brevity and success for themselves and for those clients that entrust us with their largest investment, which to me does not go without question. As a teacher, the parents of these children are no different than the clients of their property. They're insuring their most prized possession into my hands. And with that said, I hold it in utmost respect, and I get that chance to carry forward a very happy result. And there goes those chills again up my spine. And I'll tell you what, this is a blessing every day we get to do this. And as agents, to be able to carry such an important task and be familiar with broker laws, be familiar with all the necessary forms, but to know yourself. To know yourself and to move forward with assurance that we're here for a very definitive purpose. And it's to not necessarily carry the, at least this is my pedagogy, my mode of operation moving forward, is I want to be an agent unlike maybe an agent 10 years ago. I want to be an agent that brings some of those wholesome facts back and those community events back that continue that nurturing throughout the year. And so with that, I appreciate all the chance to share, and I look forward to possibly staying in touch, and I'll continue to talk with my sponsor and with my team, and I wish you nothing but the best in finding your own purpose.
Absolutely, man. Kylie, I absolutely love your attitude. I think you are somebody who is truly, like you said, a bright, smiling, ray of sunshine in your community, and being able to know who you are, being able to approach life with gratitude as, basically your fundamental emotion or your fundamental expression. I think that's something that is so important for people to really grasp onto, and that's, I think, a big part of, if you would agree, how you were able to be so successful as an agent your first year at eXp and capping here within just a couple of months of actually associating your license with eXp. So I would love to dig a little bit deeper into that, if you don't mind. And if you would maybe share a little bit on what was it that you felt was the most important aspect to you being able to cap, and as not just cap as a first year agent, but also cap so very quickly with EXP within your first year. What would you say, you would attribute to that success for new agents out there that are listening?
Thank you, Kobe. Yes, I think that not only good mentorship, which basically is allowing oneself to flush out ideas and successful approaches towards the way in which you may see yourself as marketing. So as a background with a teacher, I firmly do believe that children can continue to teach us very profound things about life. And with that stance towards humility, and that stance towards teachability allow me not only the opportunity to see that good guidance and mentorship has availed me the opportunity to see and float some of my ideas for marketing. And so I would encourage each mentor, sponsor to be like those that have been available to me at eXp, because to be able to have unique, intentional marketing strategies to employ, which don't aren't all off the wall, but they are unique to me. And knowing who I am has allowed me that chance to attract the clients, attract the new agents, who would want to benefit from seeing how there is a lot of clarity on the other side of knowing thyself and moving forward with purpose and feeling comfortable with the way that you're presenting yourself in the world. And for me, presenting myself in the world as someone who's very involved in volunteerism and nonprofits and present for my clients has resolved with a lot of happy clients, really happy to open the door to their home and make themselves ready to close a deal. Because for me, it's not just about closing deals, it's about closing doors for families and allowing this space between them and what it's like to deal with an agent to be shifted and changed. And I feel incredibly assured that moving forward, I'm going to continue to produce higher closed transactions.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love what you said there is, being able to know who you are is maybe one of the most important things as an agent or as just an entrepreneur, to know who you are and to really focus on that and how you as an individual can, express your value in your community and serve people in your line of business or your industry. So you mentioned a little bit about earlier, one of the key aspects or the core aspects of your marketing as a new agent was you were able to have consistent newsletters that you were sent out to your community and the way that you serve them on top of all the events and the nonprofits. So is that something that you would say if somebody was starting out, maybe in their first year or did they just got their license, that's something that they really need to focus on is getting a newsletter together and sending them out consistently to their sphere or to their database, so that way they they're able to serve their clients and their community.
Absolutely. Many agents who are new may have the opportunity to flex with social media platforms, but I've always been a go to the library rather than the Kindle book version. And so I'm a big fan of the paper flyer handed directly to the client, handed directly to my neighbors who get to know about who I am. And essentially, it can be a low cost, low initial stake. The cost of a ream of paper, the cost of a printer of high printing capacity, that's a low investment. And the high return would be a lot of closed transactions. And with purpose behind each word in the newsletter avails not only me, but my clients to be very, very aware of what the purpose for our relationship is. is to be an active member in the community and help them close real estate transactions when the time comes. And there can be other services presented throughout the year and on a quarterly basis. I would encourage a newsletter to be sent out. I send a newsletter to, you know, quarterly to three separate neighborhoods, like Kobe had mentioned. And for me, it not only pays off with door knocking to have something to hand out, come from a place of value. And to new agents, I would certainly encourage that to come from a place of value and to present not only the information about real estate facts, but also present that which you feel you can contribute to improving the quality of their life.
Right. And that's very important, right? I think for a lot of people that are newer in real estate, they focus a lot, like you said, on just simply marketing that they're an agent. And I guess, you know, it doesn't sound great to say it out loud, but, you know, there's not a lot of substance in their marketing, right? There's not a lot of intention, like you mentioned, a lot of purpose, right? They don't necessarily promote what it is that they are able to provide as far as things of value and how they can serve people in their communities, more so just, hey, do you want to buy or sell a house? This is how you do it, right? Or give me a call if you need to buy or sell a house, right? Something, you know, more or less on the lines of that is what they're promoting either on their social media or maybe even their newsletters. So I'd love to dig a little bit more deeper with you on potentially the substance of your newsletters, if you don't mind sharing that. And maybe just some advice for new agents, maybe who are writing their first newsletter or getting ready to write their first newsletter, or maybe they have had a newsletter for a while, but hasn't really been successful or fruitful. You know, what would you suggest as far as maybe a structure or the actual content of the newsletter goes to make it so that it is valuable to people and people do come back to it and actually read it?
Thank you for that question. I think that it's really important to see not only the purpose behind the newsletter, but the large body of the newsletter for me is not about real estate. And the majority of the newsletter is about community events, services that I provide, and the richness of their community. Because those who are ready to sell will be familiar with me because of the small blurb that's focused on real estate. However, those who are not ready to sell are going to be excited about the events that I'm talking about, excited about the presence that and the familiarity that I have with our neighborhood. And when it comes time to sell, whether it's a necessary sell or a sell for some other motivation, which ultimately at the end of the day, that's why we sell, is because there's a higher motivation for some other location. With that, I would say highlighting a particular event monthly or seasonally in a newsletter. Mine's a one sheet and I printed in Keller, so it's more eye-catching. I have three separate events that happen quarterly. I have fundraisers that I have that are simply, I work a lot with homeless. So for me, I have Collect Sock Month. So we collect socks. Socks are one of the most aspired to commodity to those unhoused. And it's very important to have a clean pair of socks. So I work with a few different churches to bring forth good pairs of socks. And my neighbors are participating in that. Baked Goods is the one that I have coming up at the end of the year for the holiday season. And those types of services can be done and should be done by every neighborhood throughout the world to be able to support. And being an agent that facilitates that through a newsletter is something that I hold myself in high esteem, because I know that it is of value, and I am right sizing myself knowing that I'm doing it for my community with the improvement of my neighborhood, but ultimately for the betterment of mankind. And with that as a baseline for who I am walking these streets with gratitude and brevity, I get that chance to be that through my newsletter.
Yeah. And I love you keep going back to, you know, how you are serving the community as a whole, and the real estate transaction just happens to be almost like a byproduct of that, right? And I think a lot of agents, they don't take that approach. They take maybe an opposite approach where you know, they're looking for the next transaction, they're chasing the next transaction, and they're really after it. And then as, you know, almost like a necessity for them, they have to be part of the community and they force themselves to do so. Where you take a completely different approach, where you're coming from a place of, hey, how can I serve you? How can I serve the people that are living in and around the neighborhood that I'm currently living in as well? And basically, if somebody needs, you know, real estate services, you know, you just happen to provide that, right? That's a much better, I think, much more natural approach to business, where you are able to simply offer people services, and you do make it, like, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you do make it very, very obvious that you are an agent, and you don't let that slip by, right? I think that's something else that a lot of agents, you know, maybe not doing well, is they don't make it so that, you know, they don't actually promote. They promote everything that there is about real estate, but they don't make it very clear that if you have intentions to buy or sell, that they should contact them, right? And that's something that you make very clear. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Those are tie downs and those are calls to action presented very clearly to no to knowing my language. I need to be able to be very intentional about why and when I hand the paper, what exactly am I saying, and don't use any dequalifying terms like, oh, I'm just an agent presenting myself and this is just a flyer that I have, or yeah, but you don't really have like. There's none of that. There's assurance, and they're dealing with someone who can not only negotiate a necessary deal, the costs. There are certain things that come up in a real estate transaction, as new agents will learn, and experienced agents know that you need to be able to articulate oneself. And knowing our language is an incredible tool for moving forward. And so it's not just studying scripts and dialogues. It's about knowing our language and getting out there and talking to people about it.
Right. And that's you just brought up another really good point there, which is the language that you are using when you are speaking to people, interacting with them, right? And you do hear this a lot with other agents, especially newer agents, right? They will say, like you were just mentioning, you know, I'm just an agent, or oh, I'm just popping by, right? So from your experience and the success that you've ex and the success that you've had in the past, you know, year or so as a new agent, what would you say are some of the things that you've seen other new agents do that you don't do? As far as from an interaction or just a scripting or a, you know, just use of language point of view that has really contributed to your success, and how really, you know, how important is that to an agent to be able to, you know, use the correct language to present themselves as somebody who is confident and give people assurance that they are going to take care of them if a transaction comes up.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. That is also very important to me, and as a sponsor, to want to assure that those who come under my wing will have equipped information on how not only to navigate eXp, but to be familiarized with the trainings that are available. And one of the trainings that's really important is to know how to not just cavalierly say, yeah, I'm an agent, I'm ready to help you. It's more so about the practicality of this is what I'm offering. And see, and it's retraining a muscle, because that word "and" is the best caveat rather than "but."
Right. Yeah. So there are certain words that you're using, right, that really reinforces your confidence or your, you know, people's confidence in you as an agent that a lot of new agents are not using. Like you said, you have to use words like and instead of but, right? You don't want to say I'm just this or I'm just that, right? Doesn't sound very confident to people that are out there. So I think that's very important for people to, or for new agents to understand, is the language that you are using and kind of the emotion that you're putting behind what you're saying as well, is very important to when you're talking to people, either on the phone or in person, whether or not they're actually going to stay in touch with you or whether or not they're going to, you know, want to work with you as an agent, right? So that's a really good point that you brought up there. So I want to touch a little bit on, before we wrap up here, just your experience going from being homeless to now being a successful capping agent in your first year at eXp. So, you know, again, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but what it sounded like was you were actually homeless by choice. Is that correct, Kylie?
That is correct, Kobe. I was already in student debt, and to take on rent as well, just didn't sound all that ideal. I wanted to acquire some equity, and I have equity in my truck. I have security in the back cap, in the truck bed with the, secure camper shell on top. And I was, call me a little loony, but it would made a lot more sense to me than renting because I own this. And moving forward, I knew it was very much unsustainable. Once again, to recap, that there is very it's similar to renter's rights. I don't own the land that I'm sitting on, and I don't have the security. I don't have the sense of autonomy from doing as I wish. And that is what I wanted to change. And the motivation behind being an agent is to continue to affirm that I want those homeowners' rights. And first-time home buyers, renters also aspire to having not only equity, but having owners' rights. And just conversations, having very thorough discussions with those who maybe rent presently or are first-time home buyers. It's a very applicable narrative. Another thing that I feel is really important on working on language is going to just sold or just listed, go door knock the neighborhood around to the EXP listed properties and find those properties in your neighborhood, whether they're directly affiliated with you via your team or through EXP itself. That is definitely something that I find to be a great way to have conversations both before and after. This is the value of this property in your neighborhood. Can I give you, an opportunity to get to know more about me? Because there's separation between the farming and the rent, the neighborhood door knocking around listings that are associated with the brokerage that we're part of.
Right. Yeah. So, you brought up a, you touched on this a little bit here as you were talking about your experience, but, I was going to ask, you being homeless by choice because of the reason, and the reason behind that is, you wanting equity, right? You wanting the owner's rights. Is that something that has come up very often for you in conversations with current renters or first-time home buyers? Is that something that, is that a story that you like to tell people, and basically just kind of paint the point of the difference between renting and owning a home and just how much of a difference that is. Have you used that as, as a selling point?
I've utilized, thank you, Kobe. I have utilized that to allow those who can empathize. It's often that I will actually have those conversations with the presently unhoused, not renters, because I want to see the excitement and the encouragement and the possibility, to be available to not only those who are renting as a useful story to support them along towards being a buyer, but more so to see that there's an enrichment in the community and life experience is of supreme value. And so for me, whether it's a renter I'm talking to or someone who happens to be living in the back of their truck, not by choice, and to see that there can be a future up and out, whether that is through real estate or through any other venue. But the betterment and the improvement of the community itself not only drives up home values, but it will also drive up my own sense of self-worth and sense of self-esteem, which at the end of the day, a few, misdirections, I could have been homeless by necessity.
Right. So you have used that story and your experience as inspiration for people now, who currently are homeless, whether by choice or not, and other renters to, essentially help them see that there is a path forward, right? You have set the example and you're now using your own experience and your example to lead people into a better life. Would you say that's the case?
That's Smiley Kylie.
Absolutely, man. And I love that branding. And maybe we can wrap up with this, is the importance of branding. So when we first met, right, you were brand new, you were at a different brokerage, and at the time you weren't probably producing as much as you, or as much as you like to, as much as any new agent would like to, but you already have, what I would consider an established brand, right? In our first conversation, you mentioned that you already have your own domain, you have your own slogan, Smiley Kylie. So how important is it for a new agent to establish a catchy or just any type of brand, even if they're brand new to real estate? Is that something that you would suggest new agents focus on, is establishing a brand that surrounds them and their personality?
Thank you, Kobe. Yes, absolutely. There are so many unique traits about every single one of us, and to be able to bolster and support those things to enrich our opportunity to be a unique presence out there as an agent is not only the essence of branding, but for me, it is essential. I am Smiley Kylie because I went from a relatively unpleasant scenario to an incredibly joyous one. And now I get to remain Smiley Kylie because of the services and the embodiment of good in my community. And so there's no reason not to smile. And I feel floored no matter what the market says. There's trust and assurance that the community is going to thrive on the other side. And I'm just so glad that my neighbors also agree that it's nice to be their neighbor. We're in this together.
I love it. And Kylie, I appreciate you being here on the show today. I appreciate you sharing your value with everybody who is watching or listening to this. For people that are out there that are either getting their real estate license or in the process of getting their real estate license, or they're a brand new agent, or maybe they've been an agent for a while and just haven't had the success that they want to, and they want to reach out to you, maybe work with you, maybe have you be their sponsor at eXp. If they're looking at the EXP model, what is the best way for people to reach you? What are some social medias that you're active on, and how can people find you?
Yes, my Instagram is Sell with Smiley Kylie, and there's other information in the description that will be attached.
Yep, absolutely. We'll make sure to leave the link in the description down below. But other than that, Kylie, appreciate you again for being on the show. Before we let you leave here, is there any last pieces of advice, any last tips you want to leave with us today?
I really enjoyed the opportunity to have you as my sponsor and to also have the Sane team, which is located in Santa Clarita. As my original mentor, now the team that I'm part of. And whether you're in Northern California, Central California, or far Southern California, I have been very floored by the opportunity to work with eXp agents all over. And I continue to shine bright, and I hope that I can be part of your life.
Awesome, Kylie. Thank you so much. And thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you on the next show. Take care.
Sure.